with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show. Well,
I was rolling. My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection. It created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, the property was being taken away. So I had no sense of guilt.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
To understand the complexities and contradictions in his personality, you have to go back to the very beginning, to Budapest, where George Soros was born 68 years ago, to parents who were wealthy, well-educated, and Jewish.
When the Nazis occupied Budapest in 1944, George Soros' father was a successful lawyer. He lived on an island in the Danube and liked to commute to work in a rowboat. But knowing there were problems ahead for the Jews, he decided to split his family up. He bought them forged papers, and he bribed a government official to take 14-year-old George Soros in and swear that he was his Christian godson. But survival carried a heavy price tag. While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Scheuer. Joining me now is one of my favorite guests. Back in the day when Stone Cold Truth, the radio show, was syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, my co-host on that short-lived but glorious show was Tyler Nixon. Tyler Nixon is, of course, a descendant of President Richard M. Nixon. He is a distinguished member of the bar practicing law in Denver, Colorado. He is a raconteur, a bon vivant, a man about town, knowledgeable on many subjects, and he joins us now on the War Room. Welcome, Tyler Nixon. We seem to have a brief technical delay here, so let me say that Tyler Nixon is going to talk to us in some detail about the failed efforts by the anti-gun lobby to grab our guns. You see, Tyler Nixon is a noted sportsman, an expert not only on gun law, but on the proper use of firearms. But he has also been an astute observer of the entire Russian narrative, or I should say the non-Russian narrative, because to date, neither the House nor the Senate Intelligence Committees nor Robert Mueller and his very expensive inquiry have come up with a scintilla of evidence, a shred of evidence that proves that the Russians colluded with, conspired with, or coordinated with any real representative of the Trump campaign. As I said on the Alex Jones show today, I believe the fact that the campaign's digital director, Brad Pascal, had a very high-profile appearance on 60 Minutes, well, that's the same as painting a big old target on your back. Now, Mr. Pascal has said that he provided no targeting data or information to the Russians or anyone else, and I, for one, totally and completely believe him. At the same time, perhaps we are finally going to get the breakdown of the $94 million spent by the Trump campaign for digital advertising. That's a lot of money. Attempts by the New York Times and other media organizations to break that down and see exactly where those dollars were spent in effect, see receipts for those expenditures have been, to date, unsuccessful. Perhaps the Senate or the House Intelligence Committee or perhaps Mr. Mueller himself will have an easier time with subpoena authority to get to the bottom of that question. Just as a student of politics, I would like to know. Gentlemen, what is the status of our guest?
Roger, I'll just let you know that we have not been able to reach Tyler. The crew is working on that right now. So considering that, I don't know if there's anywhere else you want to take us. We've got, I think we could even take some calls soon as well. I think people are already trying to call in. But obviously right now, Roger, we're all still kind of stunned that George Soros's people with the Open Society Foundation would claim that he did not collaborate with the Nazis. And then one step further, CNN would claim that Alex Jones made that up. So that was quite shocking, for that to happen right before we went on air here today.
Yeah, this outrageous attack on Alex Jones, there he is. Excellent. This outrageous attack on Alex Jones really is a sign that Anderson Cooper has lost his mind. I mean, it is positively Orwellian that he is able to go on cable TV and deny reality, deny which has been documented by the networks as well as numerous foreign intelligence services. There is no doubt about Soros's past as a Nazi collaborator. By the way, his father was also a Nazi collaborator, an established fact. It seems to me that Anderson Cooper must be concerned about being invited to the right cocktail parties there on the Upper West Side. Owen, what kind of reaction have you been getting from the info warriors to this stunning piece of disinformation by CNN?
It's so shocking that it's almost just numbing. I mean, it's how do you even respond to someone saying the sun isn't bright or night isn't dark? I mean, it's just like, what? I mean, it's almost like you don't even feel it. To me, it took a second really to let it sink in. But to me, it just shows the complete collapse right now of the mainstream media that CNN would run with that attack on Alex Jones, and the complete collapse of George Soros and his movements that they would now try to claim that he's never collaborated with Nazis. To me, that tells me that it's finally gotten to them and people now know he's a Nazi, so they're having to fight back.
All right. I have just gotten word that Tyler Nixon joins us now from Denver, Colorado. Tyler, welcome to the War Room with Owen Scheuer and Roger Stone.
Roger, it's great to be with you as always.
Great. There he is, a great American. Look at that American flag. That's almost as if we had you right here in the InfoWars studio. So we got a lot of topics to cover here, and we'll go over into the next segment to do it. What do you make of the efforts by the anti-gun lobby in the wake of Las Vegas, and where is this headed? What will actually happen? Are we looking at draconian gun snatching by the federal government?
I don't think so, Roger. I've been a member of the NRA for, I'd say, going on 32 years, 34 years. I joined when I was a very young man. I'm a life member. I've been a passionate advocate of gun rights for as long as I've been an adult. And I recall that as many recall back to 1994, the revolution that we had in Congress, the Republican takeover of Congress, had very much to do with the assault weapons, quote unquote, ban that Clinton had forced through with the prior Democratic Congress. And we've seen a number of gun control measures over the years in the wake of assassinations, as we saw in 1968 after the assassination of Robert Kennedy. We had the 1968 Gun Control Act, and then there were numerous shootings, or not numerous, but enough shootings, apparently, I guess, in the late 80s, 90s, that the left and the Clintons had gotten together and were able to push through further gun controls in 1994. What I have noticed as a passionate advocate as well as observer is that we are at a time now where the reach and growth of the federal government, I believe, has really galvanized public opinion against any further gun controls. I think we've reached a plateau as to how far the federal government, anyway, is going to go in restricting any types of gun ownership. We already have, as most astute observers and knowledgeable people know, automatic, full automatic weapons are banned. They are not, you're not able to purchase those. They were banned basically from prior to a certain date, a date certain. You can't purchase them anymore. That's the bottom line. There are only a number of them in the United States. I believe it's in the couple hundred thousand, maybe a few less than that. They cost a fortune. And I just don't, this is the first I've ever seen of any type of mass shooting or incident where we had something similar to automatic weapons. And I will say I watched it. I was up late, as you are, Roger, a night owl, writing, and the news came on and I watched the whole thing unfold. I was riveted to the screen. And the first thing that I heard was what I thought as an infantryman, former infantryman, that it sounded like an M60 machine gun. But regardless of that, we are not going to have any further gun controls in this country. And thank God for President Trump. The two things that I said when he got elected that I'm most happy about are gun rights and the Supreme Court. And I'm sure he'll hew to that line and protect our rights for sure.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The War Room here at InfoWars. This is the expanded programming that Alex Jones has been talking about for some time. Now a reality, we're building a new super studio at the home planet there, at home, the home ship, the mothership, as it were, in Austin, Texas. All of this, folks, costs money. You see, we don't have George Soros or the Ford Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation or any of these other multi-billion dollar global outfits standing in the wings writing us checks. We have to depend on the rank and file info warriors out there to keep us alive and supplied with rhetorical bullets. That's why I ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store during this broadcast or immediately after it and look at some of these extraordinary sales. Alex Jones has put some of the most popular products in InfoWars store history at incredible markdowns. You can get Survival Shield, which boosts the immunity, at 40% off. Brain Force, which you've heard me talking about earlier, for mental clarity and mental energy, 50% off. You're not going to see prices like this much longer because, in all honesty, these products are going to sell out. We're moving this stuff out of the warehouse, folks. BioTrue Selenium, an absolute necessity for good health, 40% off. Move now, move today, because if you wait until tomorrow, I cannot guarantee you the product will be available at these deep, deep discounts. And as Alex Jones has said, this is a win-win situation. Not only are you getting the very best all-natural products that can be found anywhere, and I can tell you, Alex Jones and his crew don't put anything on the website for sale that hasn't been rigorously tested and vetted and doesn't have, literally in some cases, thousands of satisfied testimonials. So do yourself a favor. Go to the InfoWars.com store now. I'm going to return to Tyler Nixon. Tyler, there was a bombshell interview by Julian Assange, the non-Russian journalist who runs WikiLeaks, that published yesterday. I sent it to you this morning for your expert analysis. Sum this up for us. There's a lot of news here, I think.
Oh, it's excellent. And it's at Democracy Now!, which is a ostensibly lefty, left-leaning website for sure, a left-leaning outlet, news outlet. And Amy Goodman interviewed Assange for an extended period, and he essentially called Adam Schiff, the accusatory, defamatory congressman from California who has cooked up all types of scurrilous charges, false charges against you. He called Assange, quote, not credible, and he's lying to gin up political support and to take a political stand. Assange, I have scrutinized thoroughly the transcript as well as watched the interview, and he effectively validates everything you've said and calls you the, in short, the ultimate control of the Democrat left. And he says basically that, you know, how much you enjoy it and how effective you are at it, because you're able to tweak them, really. And they deserve tweaking, because this is a complete hoax, as far as I'm concerned, this Russian collusion nonsense. But, you know, that has never stopped the Democrats. The truth has never stopped the Democrats and the left from coming out with their line of defamation. And, you know, as you and I know, my name's Nixon, obviously, and I've had to wear that for many years. When I was younger in politics, it was, you know, any relation, and are you going to change your name? And the answer was yes and no. But I see what effectively the same type of Watergate era pile-on that we're seeing today. I mean, this is exactly what they did to President Nixon. The deep state got involved. They sabotaged him. They torpedoed him. They got sort of this media stampede going. Fortunately, thank you to InfoWars. And I just want to say real quick how excited I am and was to see you join InfoWars and to join the crew there and to bring your talents and your experience and your knowledge. And I think it's really in this age of just constant propagandizing from what used to be credible, or at least they were the only game in town, quote, mainstream media, it is really refreshing to be able to hear the truth on InfoWars and to hear you talk about the history. But, you know, what we have are effectively a dragged out, if they can't get you on one, in one shot with these deep state prosecutions and persecutions, they're going to come after you with a slow, torturing sort of, Torquemada type torture chamber persecution. I don't even want to say prosecution, because there's nothing there. I don't know what Robert Mueller is going to come out with. I don't know what he could come up with. I mean, 42 months, I believe they've been wiretapping Paul Manafort. 16 months we're into this this hoax of an investigation, all to cover up the fact that Hillary Clinton is a lousy candidate and lost and got destroyed by Donald Trump, because he's the first politician we've seen in many years, the first person to run, who was blunt with the American people, who was honest about what he wanted to do. And they can't stand it. They're besides themselves, and I love it.
Well, I must tell you, Tyler, I went to the mailbox yesterday to get the most recent invoice from one of the attorneys who's representing me in the proceedings in the House and Senate. And I can report my legal costs are now just under $500,000. I can't even begin to fathom what Paul Manafort's legal costs are as he fends off this extraordinary witch hunt. Once again, there is no evidence whatsoever that Paul Manafort has broken any laws or done anything wrong. Yet he's seen his name dragged through the mud, and he is besieged on all sides by the deep state jackals who would now seek to pressure him into bearing false witness against our president. I was forced to set up a legal defense fund. You can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com, actually set up by my friends. I have no choice. As you know, an Obama-blessed left-wing front organization has filed a completely fraudulent, a frivolous lawsuit against me. We broke that news right here on InfoWars. And again, I wear it as a badge of honor on the theory that they wouldn't be suing me, they wouldn't be attacking me, if I wasn't effective on behalf of our principles and our ideals. But in the meantime, I have to bear these extraordinary and mounting costs. So, folks, if you'd like to make a contribution, the entire Stone family will be most grateful. Reading the interview with Assange, this woman, Amy Goodman, says that I'm not a journalist. Well, Amy, if we base it on the number of people watching and reading what I say and write, sorry, babe, you're not a journalist. This is the real journalism right here. It's called InfoWars.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body.
Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again.
This is The War Room.
With Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The War Room at InfoWars. Joining us is Tyler Nixon, the Denver, Colorado attorney, a longtime libertarian activist, gun and firearms expert, attorney at law extraordinaire, and all around a good guy. He is, of course, a descendant of our 37th president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, and we're delighted to have us have him with us here today. Tyler, what else do you see on the Washington scene? The president, I think in the entire NFL controversy, has outsmarted the smug bi-coastal elites yet again. While they were poo-pooing his simplistic and old-fashioned views, as I moved around, the people in flyover country, the people in the real America, well, they were 100% with the president.
I have to confess that when I first, in the campaign was in the early stages, the presidential campaign, I was a Rand Paul supporter. I was 100% behind Rand. I felt he was the most libertarian candidate in the race. I had supported his father. Both 2008 put him on the ballot back in Delaware, and in 2012. That being said, I have to say I have never seen greater, more natural political genius than President Trump has displayed throughout that campaign. I mean, first of all, he's got a sense of humor, which is absolutely lacking completely in Hillary Clinton, for starters. But the entire screeching, squealing, super serious, ultra-tweaked left that just have no humor about anything in life, it seems. Everything is such a struggle with them. And the president just brings a little bit of humor. He brings a little panache. He brings a lot of panache, actually. And he certainly, I think, has completely upended the entire political calculus. And it's almost beyond, it's beyond grasp, I think, and beyond calculation, certainly, how much of an impact he has had. I think what a lot of us have said the day after he won is that the spell is broken. The mainstream media's grip on everything that we ingest informationally and the narrative, the quote-unquote narrative, as though, you know, the American public needs the reality narrated to them. But be that as it may, there is a narrative, and the president seized that. And he did it in a way that was accessible by the average American, by working people and everybody else, and people like myself as well, who were very studied in politics. I've rarely seen such talent and genius as we see in President Trump, and it's natural. It's not even as though he's developed it or tried to develop it or he works at it. I just hope he can sustain it. And now he's against, let's face it, his much more insidious and much more diabolical foe, which is the deep state that's going to try to take him down from the inside. And I hope that he's sitting on his powder. He's learning the landscape as a smart businessman would. And, you know, Donald Trump built major projects in this country as well as around the world. I think he knows how to follow a plan and to build and to end up with something great at the end of it. And I hope that's what his presidency ends up being for the country.
I'll tell you one unfortunate downside of where we are, Tyler, is I spoke at Fordham University last night, an esteemed Jesuit institution, a fine college. I was proud to be hosted there by the College Republican Club. I was hosted by the club because, of course, the university would not allow their student program to host me. They went, the students in College Republicans went and set up a GoFundMe to raise the money to pay the costs of my speech last night. It was a good time. There were probably 300 to 400 people there. I think, and I'm pretty shrewd at these things, I would say 2/3 to 3/4 of the audience were there to hear what I had to say and generally pretty supportive. And then there was a small handful, maybe 50, of people who were just there to disrupt, not to argue, not to debate, but to disrupt. You see, the results, or I should say the reaction of the left to what used to be political debate is a demand for censorship. No, we don't want to debate. We just want to silence you. You shouldn't be allowed to speak because you are a, take your choice, racist, misogynist, anti-Semite, bigot. Well, I am none of those things. Actions are more important than words. Sure, you can go back to my Twitter feed. I've said some pungent things. But I was marching against New York's draconian, racist Rockefeller drug laws in 2003 because of the way they have destroyed black lives. So don't call me a racist. It was offensive as I would see the students have to go to their cell phone and read their messages as if perhaps they were written by, David Brock from Media Matters for Dog Shit. They can't even think for themselves. It's become dangerous out there in terms of political discourse. But here's the bad news for my critics. I will not be silenced. Tyler Nixon will not be silenced. Alex Jones will not be silenced. Owen Scheuer will not be silenced. No amount of screaming and hollering and name-calling, juvenile, childish, baseless name-calling is going to shut us up as we point out that the people they like had their opportunity. They have run the country for the last 30 years. The neocon establishment consensus view, these great intellectuals who have run this country into the gutter, given us endless war with no inherent national interest in sight, destroyed and eroded our civil liberties, run up massive debt through their spending and borrowing scheme, signed us up to these giant international trade agreements, which have literally sucked the jobs out of America, given us economic policies that punish hard work and thrift and savings, and reward those who decline to work. That's what the two-party duopoly has given us. Yeah, they're more politically correct than Donald Trump, but they have failed, and it's why the American people, in my opinion, chose something much, much different. Tyler?
Well, I would say, Roger, going back to the old days when we had principled liberals who were intellectual. They argued their points intellectually. The education system has been so dumbed down these days that what we have now are these shallow leftists who are essentially just programmed. And that's why they're resorting to violence, because they lose every time. And I want to thank InfoWars for what you do. I think you and Owen, the War Room, is an excellent must-watch every day source for information, for the real news. And we will have victory, Roger. I've worked for Newt Gingrich back in the day. They threw everything they could at him. We're moving forward. Rolling back the massive Leviathan superstate is not going to be an overnight task. But we march ahead. We march forward.
Yeah, it is interesting to see how quickly the mainstream media would like to sweep Harvey Weinstein under the carpet and get moving. It's almost laughable. Extraordinary reporting by our friend James O'Keefe, who nails the New York Times in the longtime cover-up of this very story. Tyler Nixon, thanks for joining us here on The War Room. Like to have you back soon, if you would. We are here at Victory or Death.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Hollywood is collapsing. The mainstream media is collapsing. It's all collapsing. George Soros. I mean, I don't even know how to explain CNN. First, George Soros Open Society Foundation says that Soros never collaborated with Nazis. Then CNN says that Alex Jones made that story up, even though that's literally a clip right from the mouth of George Soros himself. So they think you're so stupid. They think you're so brainwashed that they can literally tell you anything. 2 + 2 = 5, and you will completely buy it. And so now you have the Hollywood aspect of it with Harvey Weinstein and all of these people coming out saying that, alleging he raped them, touched them, did this, did that. And of course, this is kind of already common knowledge, right? The New York Times sat on the story. But anyone on the other side of the aisle, if they even look at a woman wrong, well, they're the bad guy. They're a sexual predator. In fact, you're a sexual predator if you just don't want to pay for someone's abortion. They consider you a sexual predator, but they do nothing about Harvey Weinstein. And it just shows the complete double standard. But yesterday we played a clip from 30 Rock. I believe that was from 2012, guys, the 30 Rock clip, something like that, 2012, where they made a joke about Harvey Weinstein being a sexual deviant. And that's how people got roles in Hollywood, was by, you know, watching Harvey Weinstein, you know, lather himself up or something. But that's not the only time that this was made a joke of in Hollywood. Here's a clip of Seth MacFarlane joking about Weinstein.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Wow. So it's okay for the good liberal to make a joke about the sexual deviant Harvey Weinstein, but it's not that we need to act on it. We're just going to let that slide. That's going to be okay. And you could tell everybody in the audience knew exactly what he was saying because there was a certain hush and kind of a gasp that came from the audience, like, he just called out Harvey Weinstein right on television. Oh, my goodness. And then you have Meryl Streep saying that Harvey Weinstein is God. This is the same guy that Michael Obama praised. And you're seeing all of these pictures leak now of Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein. You're seeing all these pictures leak now where he's with Oprah, and you can clearly see Oprah, like, handing him, essentially, here's your next victim. Oh, Oprah's talking to this nice young girl. Oh, you want to be famous? You want to be in Hollywood? You want to be an actor? Harvey! Oh, Harvey! And then Harvey comes over and grabs her by the arm. Yeah, yeah. You want to be in movies, do you? And then Oprah just passes her right on along. And you're seeing, you know, Weinstein, he's with Jay-Z, he's with all these people, there's Oprah kissing him, she knows exactly what's going on, all these people know exactly what's going on. And you can see the total control of it too, where this was always known all along, and then all at once, there's a flood. Like all at once, as if it's coordinated, everyone's coming out against Weinstein now. We can come out against Harvey now? We don't have to be afraid to come out against the God, Harvey? He touched me too! Oh, he touched me! I've got 5 Golden Globes! You don't even know what he did to me! Oh my gosh! Oh, look at my closet full of awards! You don't even want to know what I did for Harvey! And so this is all just fun and games. They make jokes about it. There it is. Oh, hi, precious. Look at that photo, folks. I mean, it's amazing how a photo can really capture the moment. Look at the look in Oprah's eyes, handing over the next victim, the next harvest, to the predator, the God, Harvey Weinstein. And then you can see the innocent, unassuming little girl who's, you know, kind of in over her head. You can see her eyes lit up. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Doesn't really know what she's getting into, thinks she's going to be a star. And then you've got Harvey, the God, reaching in to grab her arm. Probably never met this woman before ever, but he's got the right. And then the left freaks out because Donald Trump says exactly what happens in Hollywood that we're now learning about happens in Hollywood. Oh my gosh, Trump's the bad guy. Trump says in this tape, yeah, when you're rich and famous, women let you come up and grab them. Then it comes out, that's what the rich and famous have been doing in Hollywood for years, and they point the finger at Trump. Oh, it doesn't get any richer than this, folks. Yep, there it is. It was all, they all knew, folks. All for the fame. All for the glory. Paul Joseph Watson just tweeted out a Madonna lyric. Everybody goes to Hollywood. They want to make it in the neighborhood. How could it hurt you when it looks so good? Madonna knows what's going on. The Red Hot Chili Peppers wrote a song called Californication. Okay? This is not a secret. How many actors and actresses from Hollywood have come out and talked about pedophiles reigning in Hollywood? Sexual deviance reigning in Hollywood. What more do you need to know? And then look at how controlled the entire thing is when all at once they come out against Harvey Weinstein. All at once, a flood. Now, the left is trying to cover for all of this. Desperately trying to cover. Guys, let's have clip 13. So now, thank goodness we have people that are still able to get onto CNN and try to inject a little bit of truth into that total fake news program. Here's the RNC chair standing up for Trump on CNN.
There's no doubt Harvey Weinstein did awful, awful things, and it's now come to light.
Yeah, we already admit that, so just move on.
But as you know,
pause it right there. That's what I'm saying. So they continue to obsess. They obsess over the Trump tape since its release. But Wolf Blitzer says we've already accepted Harvey Weinstein's terrible. He's awful. Harvey Weinstein's bad. Okay, we reported on it. Now Trump, go back to Wolf.
A lot of critics have pointed out that the President of the United States, his remarks that came out almost exactly a year ago, the Hollywood Access Hollywood tape showed a disrespect for women as well. Listen, I'm not going to play the tape again.
It's not even comparable, though. I mean,
literally, I haven't even seen this clip.
To even make that comparison is a disrespectful to the president. He didn't have eight settlements. He didn't have women coming forward saying what Harvey Weinstein admits that he did that.
I want to just point out, Rana, there were plenty of women who came forward and made accusations against then private citizen Donald Trump. I'll play the clip for you.
And they didn't stick.
It's an awful clip, and people are referring to it and saying there's a double standard that Republicans have on the one hand versus Democrats. Listen to this.
What?
That was exactly a year ago. Awful, awful words. He was still elected president of the United States. And I'm not comparing
what he said in that Access
Hollywood video to what Harvey Weinstein did. But there are, you know, this crosses political parties, right?
Here's the difference, Wolf. The president apologized for that. And many Republicans came out and said those comments weren't appropriate. The difference is Harvey Weinstein is a major bundler for the DNC. They have embraced him. He has admitted to these instances where he put women in completely inappropriate situations, that he was a sexual predator. And we're just saying to the Democrat Party, give his money back. If you really stand for what you say you do, if you stand for women's rights, if you are champions of women, give his money back. Where's Hillary Clinton? Where's she standing on this issue? She's been silent. Her silence is deafening.
Wow. RNC chair Ronna Romney McDaniel. Woo! Put her on the map. My goodness. No, I'm telling you, I don't even know who pulled that clip from our crew here. I hadn't even heard that. And then they literally did exactly what I thought they would do. These people are so predictable. So predictable. What's next? What is next? CNN claims, I can't even say this sentence without laughing. CNN claims Alex Jones fabricated Soros Nazi ties, or the fact that CNN is now basically moving on from Harvey Weinstein, going right back to Trump. I mean, it's all insane. California, you can knowingly infect blood you donated with HIV and give it to people, and that's not a crime. But if you call someone the wrong pronoun, then they could face jail. Maybe that's directly in response to my video controversy, where they can't tell what I'm saying. But we don't need to go back to that. This is just insane. You know what? This is gaslighting. CNN, I think CNN is just trying to distract us because this Vegas massacre narrative is falling apart. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna get back on the Vegas massacre. We got more holes in the official story.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
The mainstream media is finally talking about that demonic pig, Harvey Weinstein, one of the most powerful producers in that cesspool of a city, the co-founder of Miramax, who has a long and growing list of A-list actresses who are accusing him of sexual assault. Others say that he raped them. But he's only the tip of the iceberg about what goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood, which at this point only an asteroid crashing into the center of the city could actually fix. This pig demon's predatory behavior was so well known in Hollywood that 30 Rock actually did a joke about it years ago.
You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
And this was broadcast on NBC, not just some smaller cable network. Oh, by the way, NBC was afraid to cover the Harvey Weinstein story. And so Ronan Farrow, who works for NBC, had to go to the New Yorker in order to publish the story, which now has blown up into what it is. Here's Seth MacFarlane announcing the Oscar nominations back in 2013, where some Hollywood insiders in the audience get his inside joke about Harvey Weinstein being a sexual predator and the actresses having to sleep with him in order to get put in his movies.
Helen Hunt in The Sessions and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
Everybody in Hollywood knew that this was going on, but nobody wanted to talk about it seriously because they didn't want to lose their $20 million roles and get blackballed from the industry, which was protecting Weinstein. But Harvey Weinstein is really a saint compared to other scum that Hollywood A-listers protect and celebrate. Scum like Roman Polanski, who drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl in his friend Jack Nicholson's hot tub and then fled the country after he was convicted. Normal people would expect that such a dirtbag would be shunned and never work in his industry again, but we're talking about Hollywood here, a place that literally gave him a standing ovation when he was given an Oscar back in 2003. He wasn't there to accept the Oscar because he had fled the country in order to not do prison time for raping that child.
Goes to Roman Polanski for The Pianist.
This, while he's a fugitive from justice, Harrison Ford just can't even believe that they're bought. You know, poor guy just like can't even believe that he won. And this is real. Martin Scorsese, standing ovation. You know, many of these come. Jack Nicholson, whose house the girl was raped at. Look at these guys. They're literally celebrating a child rapist who is a fugitive from justice. That's Hollywood. Oh, this is just the beginning of what Hollywood is all about and what goes on behind the scenes. If you really want to know, and if you could stomach it, then get a copy of my book, The Illuminati in Hollywood. Order it in paperback from Amazon.com, or you can download it on your tablet or your e-reading device, and that will show you what the big secret of Hollywood really is.
As you can see there, this is rampant in Hollywood. It's been going on for a long time. They make jokes about it on television. They make jokes about it during award shows. They give a standing ovation to a child rapist, Roman Polanski. Meryl Streep is obsessed with Roman Polanski, wishes he would come back. And Nobody says anything. A bunch of devout leftists, a bunch of devout liberals who obsess over a tape of Donald Trump say nothing about this. Have no problem with the way Hollywood is ran. Stand up for somebody that raped a kid in a hot tub. And then he flees the country, and guess what? Roman Polanski's style is now being mimicked by Harvey Weinstein, who is now in Europe, in rehab in Europe. I think he's gone. I used to think he was going to come back and get a movie deal. Now I think he's gone. He's in Europe. He's not coming back. Oh, and by the way, CNN claims Alex Jones fabricated Soros Nazi ties. Snopes did a whole report saying that Soros is not a Nazi and then blamed about 10 other people, including Glenn Beck, who did an entire report on George Soros being an evil puppet master. I wonder if Glenn Beck will come to Alex's defense on this one. I doubt it. Don't go anywhere.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Is the War Room.
Okay, you know what? I forgot to give the crew this link, but this is actually key. This is from Las Vegas Review Journal. This was published on September 17th, 2017. Headline, officials say Las Vegas needs to be ready for disasters. And now here's a direct quote from this story. American Red Cross volunteer Bill Dahlquist said the two main disaster situations Las Vegans should be prepared for are terrorist threats and earthquakes. Is this just another strange coincidence that they were warning people in Las Vegas to be ready for terrorist events, terrorist threats? This was right after the famous 4chan post was made. I believe that was made on September 10th, guys. And then a week after that, where some anonymous poster on 4chan says they're getting ready to do a series, I forget the exact name of events, hyper something events, something like that, emergency events. They're preparing Las Vegas specifically. And then this is printed on September 17th that Las Vegas citizens need to be worried about terrorist threats. Okay. Now, let's get into the newly developing holes in the official narrative, which has truly fallen apart. No one's buying it. And I think the key thing about this now, and who knows what the Department of Justice is thinking or what Trump's White House is really thinking about this. They honestly haven't said too much. But if they try to do something like this again, if they try a mass terror attack again or a mass shooting or something along these lines, they're not going to get away with it. No one buys the lone gun theory, lone gunman theory as it is. If they try to pull off another something like this, people are going to start looking right at the top. Now, this is crazy. You recall, I believe, the Tuesday or the Wednesday after the Vegas shooting, we came on air and reported that the shooter's homes, his multiple homes, were not being guarded by police. There was no police tape. There was no security. There was nothing. Thought that was very shocking. Why? For obvious reasons, someone could break in and foil up the scene. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. Las Vegas shooter's Reno home broken into. The FBI is now revisiting. How convenient is that? So let me guess. The FBI goes in, says, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this, remove this. Someone, and then leaves, tells Las Vegas police not to worry about it. I don't know, maybe they're running a sting. But they're not going to report that because they're just going to report that the home gets broken into and now the FBI is going back. Oh, well, we'll go back now. Now we got our crime scene. Now we got our crime scene. I guess that's how the FBI is going to address that.
Reminds me of San Bernardino.
It's just, it really reminds me more of anything of September 11th and the JFK shooting. And I think that that's really going to hit home when they do the Las Vegas Massacre Commission or whatever it is to officially imprint the official lie and shove it down our throats. Hotel worker. Before I move on. So his house gets broken into in Reno. Paddock's house, unguarded, gets broken into. The security guard that was shot, still alive, Jesus Campos, his house is guarded by armed security and private security. Am I missing something here? Something does not add up. The shooter's house, unmanned, unarmed, unguarded, gets broken into. FBI goes back. The hero, I'm not saying he was or wasn't, they're calling him the hero, Jesus Campos, he gets home from the hospital, his house gets guarded with armed security. This doesn't add up. Now, a hotel worker recalls dodging gunmen moments before Vegas shooting. A hotel engineer at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino says he radioed for help as soon as gunman Stephen Paddock started shooting at him and a security guard. Well, this adds a new wrinkle to the official story. He says he could feel the bullets passing right past his head. Something hit him on the back. And also he says that he was on a higher level when he heard it. And he saw Jesus and Jesus told him to take cover. And I guess perhaps they did cross reference this guy and that's where they came up with the 959 for the first shot. But why wasn't this guy talked about before? Why wasn't this witness testimony heard before? And this still continues to beg the question, 200 rounds fired into the room or out into the hallway. That's what apparently struck Campos. Before the mass shooting? How did nobody report this? How did it take so long for people to know where that door was when Campos was right there? How about this? Las Vegas massacre gunman had a normal brain. Autopsy finds no abnormalities that could have driven him to kill 58 innocent people. What? So I guess he didn't get shot in the head? Or you're telling me a brain with bullet damage is not abnormal? Just every day, it just gets weirder and weirder. Again, so now other people are starting to ask, we asked this day one, why did it take so long to stop him? New disclosure shows a casino guard alerted hotel to gunmen before Vegas massacre. And again, where are all the other people? No one else is on the 32nd floor. No one else is on the 31st floor when he lit up the entire hallway, allegedly. Nobody heard that? Okay, now I need to get to this quick. You may have heard of Gio Rios. We're trying to get him on the show. He's an eyewitness. And he said that he heard multiple shooters, including witnessing someone throwing a firecracker out before the shooting started. I found the video that correlates with that and proves what he said is real, guys. Let's fire clip 11. All right, now pause it right there and just rewind it real quick because I want to explain this audio. It's kind of hard to hear. This is a video. This is the last song they play before the infamous song that begins playing when the rounds start firing. You hear two or three pops. I think it's three or four pops even, and then a little bit of an echo. But you can tell this is a totally different sound than anything else you heard all night. It's somewhere on the ground. It's really close, and it clearly happens before the shootings. So let's roll it from the top again. Listen closely to the pop, pop. These are the firecrackers that Gio Rios claims he witnessed first person. So there they go. So you just heard them. About three or four claps. Sounds like firecrackers on the ground. Checks out with Gio Rios. So now there's a little pause. Now is the next song that's about to start. You'll recognize when the gunfire starts. Oh, but you'll notice people are obviously moving and running away from that area right here. So something obviously happened. People are moving away. So there they go. And now here's a song you'll recognize. And there goes the fire. Now, another interesting point about this video, and I'm not claiming this means anything. It could just be how it goes. He's clearly shooting right at, he's shooting his camera, that is, right at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino window while these shots are ringing out, and there's literally zero flash from that room. I don't know if that's possible or not. But you can look at this video if you're a radio listener, warroom.show. He's shooting his camera right on the window that these shots are coming from. You can hear the shots, but there's no flash from the window. Is that possible? I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm saying I don't know, but I would expect you could see some sort of a muzzle flash if he was really shooting that many rounds out of the window. We'll be right back with more. This is The War Room.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So we have multiple videos, multiple eyewitness accounts, multiple audio analytics, and even the Sheriff Lombardo coming out and saying that there had to be an accomplice of some kind. So it's pretty much, I would say, majority accepted that there had to be at least, maybe not two shooters, but at least an accomplice to the entire thing. Now, I think anybody with enough research and reasoning into this would agree that there was multiple shooters, but regardless, even the layman would have to say there had to be an accomplice, especially when Sheriff Lombardo comes out and says, it's tough to believe he acted alone, you know, we're looking into accomplices. And then something hit me, because the big thing that woke me up was the Boston Marathon bombing, and I'm trying to relive all of that through my head some of these nights, because I'm seeing a lot of people that are becoming awake to, or essentially becoming red-pilled because of the Las Vegas massacre. Because they see the lies, they see the cover-up, and they go to alternate sources. Which, by the way, it's so important for you to share InfoWars.com. And, you know, not just sharing the links on Facebook, not just tweeting out the links and retweeting that. That's one way, and I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. That's how we take over their platforms. But word of mouth, I think, is the most powerful thing. When you're talking to your friends and family and they're saying, I don't believe this story, I can't believe this. Hey, if you want the truth, go listen to Alex Jones. If you want the truth, go to InfoWars.com. If you want the truth, go to InfoWars.com/show. And just leave it right there. That's what got me here. I think that's what gets most people here. Word of mouth. Tell your friends and family that we're here trying to bring you the truth, because I'm about to play this video from NBC where they edit the audio from the Vegas shooting to deceive their audience. And you just have to ask yourself, why? Why would you try to edit this audio and deceive your audience? Why? What is wrong with you? So people see that, and so they come here. But as I'm sitting here and I'm recalling everything from the Boston Marathon bombing, something hits me. And I'm like, wait a second. After the Boston Marathon bombing, there was an entire lockdown on an entire city. Shelter in place, lockdown, streets empty, total full-blown manhunt. I don't recall the numbers, but I think maybe 30 people were so-called injured in the Boston Marathon bombing. Maybe, I don't even know if there were any fatalities. The whole thing seemed like a staged event to me anyway. They said there were drills going on that day. It goes well beyond that. I won't get into that. But think about it. Huge manhunt. City on lockdown. I mean, total manhunt, folks. Shelter in place, manhunt. over an attack that was 10% as violent as the one in Vegas? No lockdown, no manhunt, even though it's crystal clear to anyone who's researched it, there were at least two shooters. And even the sheriff's department admits he had to have an accomplice. Duh! Oh, but Alex Jones made up that George Soros collaborated with Nazis, see? So there is only one shooter. You don't need to question anything. You don't need to question the official narrative, you see? But no. No manhunt. No lockdown. Nothing. For an event that we don't know anything about that killed more than 50 people and wounded more than 500. And then people are sending me stuff like, oh, people are saying no one got hit, the whole thing was staged. There was a caller today I might agree with. You could have Islam, you could have the FBI, you could have Antifa, you could have all of it. You could have Christ Act, you could literally have all of this in one event, and that would make more sense than the official narrative. But here's NBC. Why would you do this, NBC, editing the audio to deceive their audience?
Control the narrative. NBC released a version of the video of the taxi driver who picked up sounds of gunfire from Las Vegas, and they basically edited her voice and hypercut clips to make it sound like the cab driver said people are running at a point in the video where she didn't say that.
This is what they did to Alex Jones.
People are running. You know, for there being gunfire, sure doesn't seem like people are running.
So there you go. The media is already trying to control the narrative, working with the higher ups to try and hope this thing just all blows over so people don't start asking questions. Well, guess what? We are asking questions. And I'm going to get to the sheriff in a minute. 120,000 cameras in Vegas, all over the place, inside, yeah. Outside hotel,
nothing,
inside
though.
Elevator.
We got nothing.
64-year-old man brings up 23 guns, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammo within a 4-day period of stay there, and no CCTV footage. And then the sheriff gets in front of a microphone and says this.
A lot of this, you're probably saying, well, Jesus, sheriffs, it's 2017. How come it's taking so long for you to evaluate that? Because it's evidentiary. There's chain of custody issues associated with that. We have to ensure we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Because you know there's criminal
FBI cover
defense
up.
Attorneys out there.
Really? Criminal defense lawyer for a dead man? I thought you said there was no one else involved in this. This would explain why the media keeps going back and forth on different claims, and they sound confused too. And then the sheriff admits that he's lying or withholding information.
It's an ongoing investigation, and when I say I do not know, I may know.
More concerning of this entire press conference, the sheriff also says that the shooter may have been radicalized without us knowing, even though the FBI came out 1 hour after the shooting and said that the shooter was not radicalized by any ideology.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in the custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want
He's
to
talking about
understand
a dead guy.
The motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Also, NBC, of course, cut out the part in the cab driver's video where you hear varying levels and sounds of gunfire, which sound like there could be multiple shooters. In a follow-up video to the original video that I made that went completely viral about the varying level sounds of fire, I proved that the explanation of it being an echo or because the man ran from one window to the next could not be at all possible.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So right there you can hear 6 shots. And you can go watch that video on YouTube right now. I'll post the link in the comments. Nevertheless, something is very fishy and nothing adds up about this entire situation. Are they just waiting for this to blow over? Are they waiting for us to go focus on the NFL again?
So we played the video that he's talking about before on the War Room show where he breaks down the audio and to me proves that there had to at least be two shooters. Otherwise it just doesn't make any sense, what he broke down. But now you've got one of the victims suing the hotel. A California woman wounded in the mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival. has filed a lawsuit against the operators of the hotel where the gunman fired from. The festival organizers and the maker of the device that allowed weapons to be fired at a near automatic rate. So she's going after everyone. This should be interesting to try to follow the bouncing ball on this deal. The silence from Mandalay Bay has been deafening, but they just come out and said that the information being shared by the police might not be entirely accurate. Is there an info war in the massacre cover-up? We'll be right back with more of the War Room.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Matt Damon, and I need some brain force, because I'm Matt Damon.
Well, Matt, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We got a 50% off, buddy. So there you go. We've got other specials going right now, including one of my favorite products, and that is Secret 12. I'm sure you've probably heard the advertisement of me talking about Secret 12. This is a product that I love, and it is 40% off right now. Folks, athletes, people that do cross training, tons of people, people obsessed with their health, people that are getting up there in age, they know the power of vitamin B12. It is widely known, especially in the professional sports industry. And the pure vitamin B12 is tough to get a hold of in this form. People literally will go to Mexico to get this type of formula for this price because it's so good. Well, we sell it to you at InfoWarsStore.com, the best quality Secret 12. So if you're hearing about B12 and you know the powerful effects of it, give our supplement a try. InfoWars Life Secret 12, 40% off right now. This is one of my favorite products, especially I'm actually dealing with a lower back subluxation right now. And sometimes it can be tough when you're dealing with back pain to get up and get active. Marvelous. I doubled my dosage of this the last 2 days trying to deal with my lower back, and it has got me up and out of bed and right to the chiropractor. We've got other specials going on too, though. Folks, you got to consider how toxic your environment is, and we have products that can help you with that. How about Alexa Pure Breeze? This is a product that I have in my apartment. This is a product that I know is in, I think it's in every office here at InfoWars. Filter your air. All kinds of toxins in the air, especially if you got pets. You know, they can have dander. Oh my goodness, 4.9? So now, I didn't even realize this. Alexa Pure Breeze is higher rated than B12. I thought B12 was going to be unbeatable. I think Caveman and B12 are both 4.8. Alexa Pure Breeze, 4.9. Folks, this is the real deal. Okay? You can sneeze. You can sneeze, like, 400 feet from this thing, and it kicks on immediately and filters your sneeze. It's like right out of Wall-E, the movie Wall-E. It's like one of those, it's like you dump the trash on the ground and immediately just buzzes over and picks it up. Like anything that is in your house or apartment, you sneeze, you know, your dog flatulates and causes global warming, Alexa Pure Breeze is right there to clean and filter your air. Take advantage of 20% off this fantastic product, 4.9 star review. 20% off Alexa Pure Breeze right now. This is a must-have, folks. This is a must-have. You know, why aren't schools putting this in their classrooms? How about that? There's a question for you. This should be in every classroom. This should be in every room in your home. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze. It's 20% off right now. Let's go out to the phone lines. We've had a couple people that are waiting. Let's start with Casey in Mississippi. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Doing just fine.
Good, good. Well, initially I called to talk about Soros, but I mean, we can pretty much talk about whatever here. There's two things I do want to say about Soros. One is that, really you just need to follow the money. In any of these situations, whether it be political groups or Antifa, BLM, any of the stuff, you follow the money and you'll find the source. The other part is we really need somebody in our government to declare Soros public enemy number one, because we know what he can do.
Well, we're all sitting here wondering what Jeff Sessions is doing. Is he twiddling his thumbs? Trump is working every day. I mean, even Tillerson is getting headlines almost every day. Where is Sessions? What is Sessions doing? I mean, I guess we're all kind of sitting on bated breath, crossing our fingers like, oh, they're holding back. They're waiting. They're working on something. Give us something. I mean, give us something. Go ahead, Casey.
I'm with you 100%, man. I've been screaming this at the top of my lungs for months now. Where is he? But that brings up another point. I mean, maybe as we're focusing on Trump being surrounded, you know, maybe Sessions was surrounded first. You know, I mean, he was the one that could.
Then he's got to go. And we've talked about that. If that's the case, then Sessions just has to go. And I'm sorry. I have no problem with Jeff Sessions. I don't think he's anti-American or anything like that. However, you cannot be intimidated right now.
We have to go full bore into the deep state, full bore into the establishment, full bore into the Clintons.
Brother, you are absolutely 100% right on, because you know the Clintons are right up next to Soros. This is a no joke scenario. We are at the
bottom. Yeah, of course. Harvey Weinstein's right up there with them, and the spirit cooker Marina Abramovitz. Oh yeah, they're all hanging out. You know.
Yeah. So you know, like I said, I mean, I'm just waiting for somebody of a higher authority in our government to say, you know, okay, we have to face it. Soros is public enemy number one. He's already taken down multiple countries. We cannot afford a situation here.
Thank you for the call, Casey. Folks, literally, Luciferians have infiltrated almost every mainstream establishment walk of our life. Our government, our churches, Hollywood, it's all Satanists. Why do you think they love abortion so much? I'm not just saying that. Look at what happens when you threaten to defund Planned Parenthood. They literally freak out. The most hypocritic people you've ever seen in your life. You know what the American way is? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And these demons deny the very right to life of these people. They sell their baby parts, man. I mean, let's go to Jeff in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jeff.
I listen to your show, Alex's show, a lot. I really get a lot out of it. Okay,
well, Sheriff, tell your friends and family. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, sure. I want to, I got two questions to ask. One is, 2 points. One is, on YouTube demonetizing, different YouTube people. There was a case recently about this lady that, she just recently, was just in the news this morning or yesterday, about she got her stuff deleted or something, and it was really discriminatory. You know what I'm talking about? But okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, what do I know what you're talking about? I work for InfoWars, dude. Yeah, we know a little bit about getting censored by YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, a little bit about that. I've heard of it.
But I just wanted to bring her, just mention her. But anyway.
I'm sorry, what was her name? I didn't even, what was her name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I just read there was somebody.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's just honestly, there's just so many instances. I mean, I can't possibly follow every single one.
Okay, it's kind of irrelevant. But the question I wanted to ask, okay, now, wouldn't it be possible, just like, okay, you can't have a restaurant and discriminate against one today in America. You could back in the day against one type of people, against Jewish people, or I'm Jewish, and or against black people, or you know, you have to give fair and equal service whatever you do. Okay. YouTube, okay, yes, they're their own company, YouTube and all these.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Company. Yeah. No. That's a good point. Okay, I see what you did there. So it's the same thing where you're discriminating on people, and only in this instance, it's you're discriminating against people because of their political beliefs instead of perhaps their skin color or religious beliefs or something. But it's an interesting thought because, and it's happening. Thank you for the call, Jeff. It's happening, but because it's in the digital landscape, you don't have the actual physical barrier of going to a business or something and them saying, no, I will not serve you. Or a sign that says, we'll not serve this type of people. So they can get away with it. And because there's no real, because everybody can't see it in real time, and the left is so hateful of everything, they just don't even care about the double standard. They think it's fake news. But you're right. That is, I mean, it's the same thing. Interesting. That one kind of sent me on a twist there.
You know, someone very profoundly once said, many years ago, that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
Refresh your breath with Emirx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks. President Trump is speaking live right now in Pennsylvania on tax reform. Let's go to the president.
We are praying for all of the families affected by the horrific mass shooting that took place in Las Vegas. We grieve with you, and we will never leave your side. Our hearts are also with the victims of the wildfires in California's Napa and Sonoma valleys. And they are wild and dangerous fires. And we have FEMA out there right now, along with a lot of first responders, doing an incredible job with everybody else. And they really have done a very incredible, and it's a very dangerous job. My FEMA people are incredible. Incredible.
It's worth mentioning that Governor Jerry Brown has rejected the Russian planes that are more effective at dousing these fires. So just another fail of Governor Jerry Brown.
State government. The recovery effort is fully underway for those impacted by the recent catastrophic hurricanes. Through these difficult times, we have witnessed the unbreakable spirit of our nation. Together, we will restore, rebuild, and return stronger than ever before. That's what's happening.
We're going to hear from Michael Zimmerman, who has actually been in Puerto Rico, and then he will also be on the air with us tomorrow. And it's funny because the media keeps increasing how much of Puerto Rico is out of power. It's very strange. They really want to smear Trump on this deal.
Started on November 8th. We want lower taxes, bigger paychecks, and more jobs for American truckers and for American workers. It's happening.
Who wouldn't want that? Wow.
Nothing gets done in America without the hardworking men and women of the trucking industry.
See, this is what makes Trump such a human.
Thank you so much.
No other politician gets that. No other politician understands how important the trucking industry. They would spit on those people. Trump gets it.
You agree?
Yeah, anybody who's familiar with people that work in that industry know how important it is, from the drivers to the managers. I mean, it's crazy.
To remove the barriers that have slowed you down. America first means putting American truckers first.
EPA just cut more Obama-era regulations.
Since January of this year, we have slashed job-killing red tape all across our economy. We have stopped or eliminated more regulations in the last 8 months than any president has done during an entire term. It's not even close. That includes eliminating the regulations that drive up the cost of energy. We want low-cost fuel for our truckers and for our families all across this country. And we are just getting started, believe me. Just getting
started. Not even a year in. Not even a year in.
I've ordered every agency across federal government to review and then remove the regulations that destroy your jobs, hamstring your companies, and undermine your ability to compete. My administration is also committed to passing a historic infrastructure package that will generate $1 trillion to rebuild America's crumbling infrastructure with a special focus on roadways and highways.
It's about time someone did something about the road. I drive up and down a road here in Austin. It's so bumpy my back goes out.
To rebuild our communities and to protect our great American workers. It's about time.
This is why Trump won. And he's put his money where his mouth is. He's actually coming through.
The incredible results. Results that, in many cases, the media hates to report. But I'll report them tonight for you. Unemployment is at a 16-year low.
Yeah, as he's mentioning that, MSNBC is not
wages
airing this speech. Is CNN
rising,
airing this speech, guys? Let me look into that.
In a long time. The stock market is soaring to record levels, boosting pensions and retirement accounts for hardworking Americans. Their values are going up every single day. And very proudly, just in the stock market alone, we have increased our economic worth by $5.2 trillion. That's right since Election Day. $5.2 trillion. Think about that. That's a quarter of the $20 trillion that we owe. So we've already, but listen to this. Because we've doubled in the last 8 years of the previous administration, the debt doubled. So that in 8 years, our debt, literally hundreds of years of debt, doubled in 8 years to $20 trillion. But since the election on November 8th, increased the value of your U.S. assets by more than the $20 trillion that we currently owe. You haven't heard those numbers. GDP growth reached more than 3.1% last quarter, way ahead of schedule. We weren't supposed to hit that number for a long time.
Still radio silence. They won't show this speech
on
MSNBC.
I think this quarter would have even been better.
I bet CNN isn't playing it either.
But we did get hit with some very, very powerful hurricanes. but it's still going to be very good. Manufacturing confidence is at an all-time high, which is great news for those who ship products to the marketplace. The confidence in our country is back like it hasn't been in many, many years. The fact is, America is finally back on the right track. But our country and our economy cannot take off like they should unless we transform America's outdated, complex, and extremely burdensome.
So again, folks, when Trump gives a speech like this that's universally uplifting all of America, he's talking about what he's doing for America. He's breaking it down with the numbers. He's talking about jobs, something that everybody can relate to. They do not air it on MSNBC. They got a bunch of talking heads on MSNBC. Probably the same thing on CNN. I haven't gotten a confirmation on that, but Fox is the only mainstream cable news network that will air Donald Trump speeches. Let's go back to President Trump.
The fact is, America is finally back on the right track. But our country and our economy cannot take off like they should unless we transform America's outdated, complex, and extremely burdensome tax code. And that's why I'm here with you right now, tonight. Thank you. And we're going to fight and we're going to get those Republicans and maybe a few of those Democrats to raise their hand, and you're going to have so much money to spend in this wonderful country and this great economy. That is why we've proposed tax cuts that are pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American. We need a tax system that is fair to working families and that encourages companies to stay in America, grow in America, spend in America, and hire in America.
The Democrats are so dead.
Throughout the year, my administration has worked closely with Congress to develop a framework for tax reform that will deliver exactly that. More jobs, higher pay, and lower taxes for middle-income families and for American businesses of all size.
Pennsylvania isn't going to go blue again for decades.
Tax reform framework will achieve our four core principles. First, we will cut taxes for everyday, hardworking Americans. Under our framework, the first $12,000 for a single individual and the first $24,000 for a married couple will be tax-free. No tax at all.
Wow. How many people are going to switch their vote on that?
You'll do your tax.
But they have to see it.
Piece of paper.
They have to see it. CNN and MSNBC won't show that to them. Their own people
will not like Donald Trump very much. That's one company I will tell you. They will not like me at all. And that's okay. We are nearly doubling the amount of income.
Hey, you gave him a shout out.
That is based at the zero bracket. In other words, as the Democrats say, and do they say untruths? You look at what's happened. They're not telling you the truth because they pretend there isn't a zero rate.
Trump is absolutely crushing the entire establishment right now. And by the way, today, Trump suggests challenging TV network licenses over fake news. He tweeted, with all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. Amen!
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Michael Zimmerman reporting for InfoWars.com. On September 20th, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. Now, 20 days later, the effects of the storm are still being felt by most of the island. This week, I traveled to Puerto Rico with Gary Haven and his wife Diane, who had previously traveled with to Haiti to cover the damage after Hurricane Matthew.
We're off to Puerto Rico right now. We're picking up a group of missionaries that need to assess the situation. They're working with over 2,000 churches there. And incidentally, they're working for the White House. And so we should have a really interesting day going to the island of Vieques, which is kind of isolated. They say the airport's closed, but we're going there anyway, so we'll find out. So let's have a great adventure and see if we can do some good out there.
We traveled to San Juan, where we picked up a pastor that is working with a network of over 2,000 churches across Puerto Rico, and a former U.S. ambassador who led recovery efforts after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. From San Juan, we flew to the remote island of Vieques, home to 9,000 people, in order to survey the damage and see where aid could best be used. What we saw in Vieques was similar to what we saw in the rest of Puerto Rico. There is lots of damage across the island, but residents, for the most part, have food and water. At this point, access to electricity is the main need, but not something that aid groups or individuals are able to help with. The mainstream media has spent the past 20 days attacking President Trump over his response to the disaster, blaming him for the current crisis on the island. But as InfoWars previously reported, the problem really lies with the distribution of aid across the island. Here's what Colonel Michael Valle, commander of the Federal Relief Effort in Puerto Rico, had to say. The aid is getting to Puerto Rico. The problem is distribution. The federal government has sent us a lot of help. Moving these supplies, in particular fuel, is the issue right now. It's the lack of drivers for the transport trucks, the 18-wheelers. Supplies we have. Trucks we have. However, only 20% of the drivers show up to work. As a Puerto Rican, what happens here for the people is personal to me. To say we are not provided all of the help and resources needed is just not true. Distribution is the key, and we're working day and night on it. This matches what we observed while in Puerto Rico. The containers of aid are backed up at the ports and not making it to the people. Here's what InfoWars contributor and Puerto Rican Ruben Obed had to say, who lives just 30 minutes from San Juan.
I'm going to be really honest with you, and this you might not hear in the mainstream media. Here in Puerto Rico, there has always been an issue with truckers. You know, they sometimes they paralyze the whole country because they want raises, because they want this and that. I don't know if that is what's going on, or maybe they're thinking, you know, let's put pressure and capitalize on this hurricane. That might be the case. I personally am a Trump supporter, and I know for a fact that Trump has sent the help.
In a series of tweets, President Trump said they want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. 10,000 federal workers now on island doing a fantastic job. Despite the many issues with FEMA, as we see with every disaster, Trump was right. Puerto Rico depends upon the community coming together to distribute aid. While traveling around the island, we saw cars on all major freeways and stores open everywhere. Democrats will continue to blame Trump for the problems of Puerto Rico, but thousands of men and women in the National Guard, FEMA, and other government agencies will continue to work around the clock to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico. This has been Michael Zimmerman for InfoWars.com.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Is the War Room.
And they're bringing it down, remember, from 8 brackets to 4, but they're forgetting to use the 0 bracket, which truly is deceptive. Do we agree with that? It's truly very deceptive. Under our framework, we make the 0 bracket bigger and get rid of the 10% bracket, and we're reducing the 15% rate down to 12%. So that's a massive amount of money. So the rates are coming down to 0, 12%, 25%, and 35%. All big beneficiaries from what you have now. Big beneficiaries from what there is, like you haven't seen before. Joining us today is Susie Schlauman, a retiree who recently moved to Pennsylvania from Queens, New York. Well, I like both places. I like Pennsylvania. I grew up in Queens. Went to school in Pennsylvania. Like them both. Where's Susie? Where are you, Susie? Where's Susie? Hi, Susie. How are you doing? You're going to be happy with this, right? Because you know what I'm going to say. Thanks, Susie. And Susie says that high taxes are forcing seniors like her to make painful cuts and cutbacks during the golden years of their lives, best years of their lives. She hopes Congress will pass our framework so we can help more American seniors make ends meet on a fixed income. We must honor and respect the people whose decades of hard work helped to build our country and to make our country great. But we're
going to make our country greater than it's ever been before. That's what's happening. Our framework also provides relief to those who care for an adult dependent or elderly loved one through a $500 tax credit. So important. And so many people have wanted it. And we will substantially increase the child tax credit to save working families even more money. The single most important investment our country can make is in our children. The strength of our nation is determined by the strength of our families. And we are committed to helping parents make starting and raising a family more affordable. Also, with us today is Laureen Cummings, a mother of four who owns a small staffing company that provides private nursing services and at-home care. Laureen, where is Laureen? Hello, Laureen. Laureen says that if Congress passes tax relief and reform, she will be able to create more high-paying jobs for healthcare workers in the Scranton area. That's an area that we love, I will tell you that. Our framers will unlock the American dream for millions of our fellow citizens by eliminating tax breaks and special interest loopholes that primarily benefit the wealthy. Our framework ensures that the benefits of tax reform go to the middle class, not to the highest earners. It's a middle class bill. That's what we're thinking of. That's what I want. I've had rich friends of mine come up to me and say, Donald, you're doing this tax plan. We don't want anything. We don't. Now, they gain when the economy gains. They gain when companies get better. They gain in lots of different ways. But they don't want that. So many people have come up to me and say, give it to the middle class.
All right,
give
folks, so that is
that
President Trump today, and he's actually still speaking right now. I've got so many video clips. We got guests we got to get to. But while he's giving the speech, talking about uplifting America, how he met with Americans, CNN and MSNBC are both running talking points that Trump colluded with Russia. So there's that. He also said later that he was going to end the death tax. And it's all about cutting taxes. It actually sounded like kind of a Democrat speech, trying to cut taxes on the wealthy and or cut taxes on the poor. But he doesn't give handouts. He cuts your taxes and just gives you back. I want to get to this video. You know what, guys? Do we still go back to Trump? Let's go. We'll go to Project Veritas on their side. Project Veritas dropped a new video. Let's go back to Trump right now because this just needs to get out there. Everybody needs to hear this. This is what Trump really says. This is what he really sounds like.
As he's leaving the White House, he said, Donald, I know you're very soon going to be doing tax reform and tax cuts. Give it to the middle class. Don't give it to us. Give it to the middle class. And that's what we're trying so hard to do. And you will see how good this is. So important. It is so important. The second plank of our tax framework is to make the tax code more simple, fair, and easy to understand. American families and businesses waste billions of hours and tens of billions of dollars on excruciating paperwork. You see that? I mean, it's all over the place. And you have no idea what you're doing anyway. And compliance every single year. Massive numbers of paper. Under our framework, the vast majority of families will be able to file their taxes on that same single sheet of paper that I'm so proud of talking about. As part of the effort to make our tax system simple and fair, we are going to protect thousands of family businesses by ending the crushing, horrible, and unfair estate tax, sometimes known as the death tax. That's a tax that has destroyed so many businesses and kept those businesses out of your family, your children, your grandchildren. It's very sad. But we are working to end the estate tax, to end the death tax, as it's often called.
In the crowd today, we have Calvin Ewell and his son, Steve. Calvin, where's Calvin? Where is Calvin?
So this is now, I think, the third or fourth American he's talked to about how he's meeting about tax reform and families and hearing their hardships. But again, CNN and MSNBC are telling you he's working with the Russians.
46, a very good year. It's a great year. I love that year. Trucking runs in their blood, and Calvin wants to pass his company along to his children, just as it was passed down to him by his father. We're going to protect small business owners and their families so they can continue to run their companies with dedication and with love. And we will make taxes simple and easy and fair for all Americans. Thank you, Calvin. Calvin, you want to hand that business down, right? But, you know, don't worry about it for about 40 years, I hope, okay? 4-0, long time, right? Let's keep him around. Thank you, Calvin. Third, we will cut taxes on American businesses to restore our competitive edge and to create more jobs and higher wages for American workers.
That's the fair trade deals he's talking about, bringing manufacturing back. All right, so this is actually on delay. Let's roll it out now, guys. That's actually on delay. Trump is still speaking. I'd say that's about 10, maybe 15 minutes on delay. Trump is still speaking right now. He's been going for about 30 minutes, delivering a speech in Middletown, Pennsylvania. And it's really just a great speech that I feel like any American that heard it from a neutral perspective would get behind it, say it's good for the country, and would want it. But what are the liberal, anti-American news outlets saying? Trump Russia, Trump Russia. Oh, how about this one? He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have a plan. Oh my gosh. So that's what they do. They tell you Trump doesn't have a plan, and then he gives an hour-long speech talking about the plan, but they don't air it, so therefore it doesn't exist. That's how the fake news media works. That's why Trump wants to take their license away.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've been playing a speech from President Trump that he's giving in Pennsylvania right now. Folks, this Trump speech is no joke. But more specifically, Trump's tax plan is no joke. I mean, this is the real deal. Now he's getting into the trade deals he's renegotiating. He's getting more into the specifics about how American taxpayers are going to see more of their money stay in their own pocket. He got into the specifics about how monies that are going overseas to manufacturing, he's bringing them back so the money stays here, gets taxed here. He's also talked about how he's going to make it less profitable to manufacture things overseas and then ship back to America. So he's got a plan. He's laying it out, and they won't tell you this on CNN or MSNBC. They'll just tell you he's a Russian agent. And then tonight, I have a feeling that the interview he gives Sean Hannity is going to be pretty groundbreaking on some level. Folks, we're able to bring you all this coverage. We're able to follow this all day long and be live for 10 hours a day because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got great specials rolling right now. I've already let you know about the big special on InfoWars Life Secret 12, a B12 supplement that is all natural and some of the cleanest B12 that you can find anywhere on the market. A great product. Now you can see it right there, Secret 12, lightning in a bottle. We're going to give you a little sound effect for it. It's so powerful. Actually, the Secret 12 just did that. It just took over the board and ran the sound itself because it's that powerful. Clean up your environment. Alexa Pure Breeze, a great air filter. Put that in your home in every room. Put that in your apartment. Put that in your office. Give it to your teacher for a Christmas gift so your kid can have a clean classroom that they sit in 7 or 5 days a week. This should be in every classroom. Let's keep our kids healthy. They don't have to breathe in toxicants when they're at school. Alexa Pure Pro, that's our water filter, great water filter. Stop drinking poisoned water. That's 25% off as well. So these are big savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And actually, we just had this exclusive offer come down that we can give you. You can get 10% off of the new True Whey protein right now with coupon code PRO10. So this is a exclusive offer that you can only get if you listen to the War Room. Pro 10, 10% off True Whey protein. So we'll be having these little coupon giblets on the War Room every once in a while that we will only give to our audience exclusively. And right now that is Pro 10, 10% off True Whey Protein. I use Whey Protein for a post-workout shake. I'm sure that there are many avid exercisers out there that do as well. So take advantage of the True Whey Protein with coupon code PRO10. And that's exclusive, the coupon code for the War Room audience. We'll have a new one of these probably about weekly. So be sure to stay tuned in. And you can find us on YouTube and Twitter. We are so close to reaching some milestones. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room. Warroom.show is the link. Warroom.show. And subscribe to us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. And we thank you so much for your support. Project Veritas has just dropped part two of their expose of the failing, flopping New York Times. This one, they specifically implicate InfoWars. Have a listen.
As an editor, I'm a gatekeeper, so I can choose what goes out and what doesn't go out. And let's say we wrote something about Facebook negatively. We actually just did a video about Facebook negatively. And I chose to put it in a spot that I knew wouldn't do well.
What was the story about?
The reason for Dudek's pro-Facebook agenda is personal. Dudek has friends all over Silicon Valley, friendships that are well worth protecting.
Oh, right. So, do you have connections with them?
I do. We all started in the industry at the same time, so.
Right. Is that, like, good for your business to have connections with them?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
When we first met Dudek, he boasted about his connection in another online empire, YouTube. Here he is describing to our undercover journalist how he gets Time's content to the front page.
But I mean, like, they're not conflicts of interest, is it? Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, if that's the reason that you're keeping it hush-hush, that makes sense.
No, keep it hush-hush, because, like, let's say something ends up on the YouTube front page, like, New York Times freaks out about it, but they don't know it's just because my friends curate the front page.
Right.
YouTube claims to be an open video platform for the people. Their company mission statement emphasizes freedom of opportunity. We believe everyone should have a chance to be discovered, build a business, and succeed on their own terms, and that people, not gatekeepers, decide what's popular. Yet, according to Dudek, YouTube has gatekeepers.
How did you meet the people that do the YouTube stuff?
What, to step on YouTube?
Yeah, like the front page stuff.
Ernest, I hired him at Fusion.
Ernest Petty is in charge of brand and diversity curation at YouTube.
I work on a team that does, like, provide some human inputs into, like, a lot of the machinery of YouTube.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means that, like,
with human input. So you don't let the algorithms necessarily control everything, or?
It just means that the algorithms do control everything, but sometimes you need humans to provide guidance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about the algorithms? Can you do something with that? You know, to say, less of that.
I mean, basically, like, that's what the, like, that's what that news carousel kind of does. So, like, it's above the search results. So, at the very least, we can say that, like, this shelf of videos from news partners is legitimate news, because we know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyways.
Algorithms control YouTube. But according to Petty, his team has the power to shape those algorithms. For Nick Dudek and the New York Times, this connection is invaluable. YouTube is the second most trafficked website in the world, behind only their parent company, Google. They may not write columns or attend press conferences, but YouTube's audience size makes them a power in the world of journalism. They decide which news sources are promoted to the public with what Petty calls the news carousel.
And that's them thinking, like, there's this need. People are searching for a topic that our systems know is a newsy topic. So let's give them videos that we know to be newsy, because we know that we have these news partnerships.
Dudek and the New York Times are one of those news partnerships. Petty seems to acknowledge that Times videos get preferential treatment.
in very rare cases, we will try to make up for the fact that something isn't in the training tab.
Okay.
It's very rare.
Okay.
But in those cases, then we will, like, use some human intervention to make sure that, like, to encourage the thing to be there, basically.
Illegitimate news. What does that even mean? Who decides what is legitimate and what is illegitimate? Why do they have the power to make someone legitimate or illegitimate just because they don't like them? Is that really the environment, the news environment that we want to live in?
So, wow. You know, George Orwell wrote a book called 1984. Video from Project Veritas breaking down how the New York Times is fake news. Check them out, folks. ProjectVeritas.com. James O'Keefe. I mean, this guy and his crew deserve so many awards. But you notice how they talk about how they rig the news content you see. But notice who he mentioned. Alex Jones and InfoWars. You know why he mentioned us? Because we're at the top of the list. We're enemy number one. That's why you need to support us. They're trying to shut us up. We can't be stopped. You fools!
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today, support your own health, and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
If they do know...
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. You can find all of our content at warroom.show. Please subscribe to our channel. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. For the last two segments, we're going to be joined by Mike Detty. He has experience in the arms trade, specifically with Operation Wide Receiver that became Operation Fast and Furious. He has written a book, Guns Across the Border, How and Why the U.S. Government Smuggled Guns into Mexico. And we've got a couple callers that have been waiting. So if you want to hold on, we may be able to get your calls in the last segment with Mike Detty. But let's bring in Mike. Now, Mike, I want to get a background. Tell us about your story. Tell us about the content of this book and your experience in Operation Wide Receiver.
Sure, Owen. My experience in working with the government started in 2006 when I had some suspicious customers make purchases of firearms from me. And I immediately relayed those the information regarding those purchases to the ATF office in Tucson. And rather than just turn over the information and walk away from it, they had an interesting proposal, and that was to have me work with them to help lead an investigation into illegal trafficking into Mexico, which is what I suspected they were involved in. Initially, I was told it would last a couple weeks. It ended up lasting 3 years. I actually sold to five different cartels or families in Mexico over the course of that 3 years, usually from my living room. It had a tragic ending that no one really foresaw, especially me, but it ended with Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, being killed with a gun from Fast and Furious. And when that happened, ATF and Department of Justice came out and both said that they'd never allowed traffic guns to enter Mexico. And I knew that just not to be true. And I knew that they were lying as part of a cover-up. And that's when I decided to make my story public.
Now, I just want to be clear. So it sounds like they come to you. They tell you that essentially you're going to be helping in a sting operation, the good guy, to try to bring these people in who's ever dealing these arms. And then once they've used you enough really to just smuggle these arms, they really never planned on bringing anybody in, then they burn you.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. I was exposed as a confidential informant. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to understand why they would do that. With me out of the picture, they could have portrayed me as somebody they were investigating. I certainly would have been portrayed as a honest patriot that thought he was helping his government take down a drug cartel.
Well, and you probably did something that I don't know if they're used to dealing with. You took paper records and you had your own personal account of many of the transactions that were made. And so you were able to keep tracing some of the serial numbers on these guns. And as you said, eventually you found out the tragic story that one of the guns that you were involved with trafficking ended up being used to kill the Border Patrol agent. So what happened when they tried to burn you and you had all this evidence? Is that what led you to write the book?
Right. Just a correction. It was actually a Fast and Furious gun, not a wide receiver gun that killed Brian Terry. Not that that matters. the important thing here is ATF's denial of them letting guns into Mexico unimpeded, really. And the whole purpose was to flood Mexico with as many American guns as possible so that they could push for a new assault weapons ban here in the United States. It was never about taking down a cartel, as they told me. There were plenty of chances for them to do that, and plenty of chances actually to seize millions and millions of dollars of Mexican drug money. And they set that all aside just to have American guns show up at Mexican crime scenes in an effort to push public sentiment for new legislation here that would have impeded honest gun owners like you and me.
So it's amazing when you tell this story, because you have all the facts, you have all the evidence, you wrote the book Guns Across the Border, and obviously based on your account how the real motive was gun legislation, taking guns from Americans, law-abiding citizens, well, then that means there's higher powers at play. Before I go down that road, though, again, I'm just kind of curious, just in a little more detail, how did you get started? I mean, how did you end up getting in this situation to begin with the ATF? What was your background that led you into that operation when they set you up on the fake sting operation?
Sure. I was a gun dealer in Tucson, Arizona, and I dealt mostly at gun shows. I didn't have a retail shop. I just did the gun shows. I sold mostly AR-15s and semi-automatic AK-47s. And I was approached by a customer at one particular show, and he wanted to buy five AR-15s, all exactly the same. He passed the background check. He paid cash. And he asked me if I had more of the particular guns that he bought. And I said, you know, you bought the last one I had, but I've got 20 more coming next week. And he said, I'll take them all. And that's just not normal. I mean, lots of people own more than one AR-15, but usually they have one for coyote hunting, one for home defense, one for this or that. They don't buy all exactly the same. Not often do they pay all cash for it. So it seems suspicious to me. So I took that information to the Tucson office of ATF. And after I put that information in their lap, I thought I would walk away. And instead they said, you know, would you mind making a call for us? And can we record it? And then would you mind selling these 20 more guns to this individual? Because we'd like to surveil it. We'd like to follow him. And I didn't see either of those things being particularly dangerous for me to do. And I kind of felt duty bound as a licensed dealer to help them. So I did that. And that started the ball rolling. And then the next purchase was at my house. And it was for, you know, 20 or more, again, of the same thing. And that continued for about 6 months. And then there was a new player that was introduced by one of the acquaintances of a person I was already dealing with. And this person was better connected and better funded. And they would buy 50 of this or 50 of that. And that's when things started to get really crazy for me.
This is quite a story. So they basically set you up as the middleman to wipe their hands of it, told you it'd be a sting. It was never a sting. It was all about political power in the United States. And you were kind of caught in the middle of this, just doing what you thought was an honest service. And then they burned you, act like they had no idea who you were. Now, I want to move on to a new aspect about something that you talk about. How when you were doing these deals and you had potential buyers coming to you, how you would set up a showroom. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I was a divorced guy, so I didn't have a lot of furniture in my living room. So I didn't mind setting up guns there in the living room. And on any particular evening, I might have, say, 25 different variations of AK-47, semi-automatic AK-47s, five or more different styles of AR-15s, 38 Supers, all the type of guns that they were interested in. And what I would do is I would stack the boxes, and then I would take the top box, open that, and I would put the rifle on top. So the idea was to let them know, excuse me, how many guns I had or that I had a large number of guns. So if they said, I want 10 of this and 5 of that, excuse me, that they'd be able to walk out the door with them.
You know what, Mike? It's okay. Hold it right there because we got to go to a break. We are speaking to Mike Deddy. He is the author of the book Guns Across the Border. He's telling his story about how he was set up as an arms dealer as part of a fake sting. We'll be right back with more.
What exactly is political correctness and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at InfoWars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, final segment of the War Room here. Warroom.show for all of our content. InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We're joined by Mike Deddy. He is the author of Guns Across the Border. He's sharing his experience right now when he was working under Operation Wide Receiver. Before I go back to him, I just have to mention this. During the break, MSNBC was calling Eminem an activist and was then using quotes from the rapper Fat Joe to justify their claim that he's an activist. They are literally coming apart at the seams, folks. Hollywood's crumbling, mainstream media is crumbling, and this whole Vegas narrative is totally crumbling. So with that, I bring Mike Detti back in. Now, Mike, you were just talking about how you had set up a showroom type of situation when you were getting ready to sell some of these arms and you would put stuff out. Now, it's been speculated that Stephen Paddock may have also been an arms dealer, and this could have been a arms deal gone bad, terribly bad, obviously. To just leave it right there with that kind of basic premise, was that something that ever crossed your mind, or had you ever thought that Stephen Paddock could have possibly been an arms dealer or anything like that when you were hearing these speculations?
I've heard some of those reports, and the one thing that rings true is that one of the police officers, when interviewed, said when they entered that it looked more like a showroom in a gun store than a hotel room. My way of thinking is if he was just there to create mayhem, that he would have had those guns all right by the windows he was firing from, stacked up right there, not spread around a room. And if he thought it was a suicide mission, he was going to be killed eventually. I think his goal would have been to just shoot as many people as possible. That's why I don't think he would have placed the guns around a room. I think he would have had them right there.
And again, Mike is talking about how the guns were scattered about the room. We've seen that in the leaked photos. It doesn't really make sense where the guns are located, where the magazines are located. Do we have Mike back, guys? All right. So, yeah, you were just talking about how they were saying how it looked more like a showroom for guns instead of somebody shooting. And we've talked about that. I completely concur with your analysis of the photos. It doesn't make sense if he was there to just kill a bunch of people the way everything was laid out. But I just had a couple questions for you too. When you were making these arms deals, you talked about how most of the time you would do it at your house. What about, hotels? Did you ever use hotels? Did you ever try to use crowded events or casinos to help some of this go smoothly? Was that something that you ever experienced?
No, and the reason we never did that was they had to be surveilled. There were always agents nearby that were watching and recording. I wore a recorder myself, and there was a transmitter in one of my pockets. And sometimes we had a video recorder.
I'm sorry, I got to stop you right there. Mike, you're breaking news right now. You're telling me that when you would do these arms deals, you would record it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, folks, we have a former arms dealer telling us he used to record his transactions. Of course, we heard that there were four videos set up recording while Stephen Paddock was in the room. Mike, I give it back to you. What are your thoughts?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I wasn't directly involved with anything in Las Vegas, so I don't know. But the fact that this gentleman set up some type of video system, was it to warn himself when the police were about to break down the door, or did he just want was he sick enough that he wanted to make a history of what he was about to do to the humanity out there at the concert? Hard for me to say. Or was he trying to protect himself in some way by doing something illegal, or he had been asked to do something illegal for his government and wanted to make a recording of it?
So just again, explain why you set up the cameras.
Well, ATF set up the cameras, but I also had recordings, and it wasn't at the time I was involved, I wasn't recording to protect myself. Actually, they had asked me to do that with my own digital recorder because the quality was better than their transmitter. But what that also meant that was that for me to bring them a CD of the buy that happened at my house, I would have to download that that recorder onto my hard drive and then make a CD for him. But that also meant that I had duplicate records of each transaction.
I don't think anyone's reported on this before. Again, we're hearing from Mike Detty, the author of the book Guns Across the Border. He was set up in a gun-running fake sting operation, and he's telling us how it was common practice to have multiple recordings going of this for multiple reasons, obviously. But, wow, that's just another weird tie to this deal. Mike isn't making any claims here. Mike, have you ever would you ever deal in any explosives, or did you ever hear about any other arms dealers dealing with explosives such as tannerite or other things of that nature?
No, but there was somebody that ATF dealt with for the Fast and Furious operation that was making hand grenades and taking them across the border. I believe that was in Texas, maybe in El Paso. A quick Google, you'd find that individual's name. He wasn't arrested for a very long time. In fact, it looked as though ATF gave him a pass, and it makes me wonder if he wasn't doing that at the direction of ATF.
Well, Mike, you know, I'm just glad that you're willing to share this experience. Now, obviously, you wrote this book a long time ago. Your experience comes from years ago. This isn't something that you've just cropped up overnight because you're trying to act like an expert on the Vegas shooting. I just wanted to get your expertise on what you experienced arms dealing. So just, you know, basically, again, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but what do you think about this Vegas shooting? You know, what are you thinking? What are you hearing? What were the first things that came into your head?
The very first thing, Tucson time, I woke up 2:30 in the morning because I had to get up early that day to travel to an event in Colorado. I turned on the news, and the first thing I heard was the recordings of the gun being fired. I'm not an expert on acoustics. I'm not an expert on terror, but I do know a lot about guns. And when I heard that audio, I said, that's got to be a 30 caliber belt-fed weapon. So I was very surprised the next day when they came out and said it was an AR-15 outfitted with a bump fire stock. I've been around those products. I never viewed them as anything more serious than toys because they're difficult to run. And it's very difficult to dump an entire round of 30 rounds, much less 90 rounds, almost impossible, without starting and stopping, starting and stopping. The audio that I heard wasn't like that. It had a very solid cadence to it, which led me to believe it was a belt-fed machine gun. It also sounded more like a 30 caliber than a 5.56. Again, you know, hearing the audio on TV and everything, I could kind of make that fit. But the cyclic rate, which sounded between 600 and 700 rounds per minute, was far too slow for an auto AR-15.
Other than just your direct experience when they set you up as a middleman for a fake sting operation, have you ever experienced any CIA or FBI cover-ups other than gun operations that you were involved in?
No, fortunately, that's the only one I've been involved in and experienced.
Well, that's good for you, and obviously it was smart of you to kind of protect yourself by taking all of that data. I know that that wasn't exactly what you thought you'd have to use it for, but folks, Mike Detty is our guest. The book is Guns Across the Border, How and Why the U.S. Government Smuggled Guns into Mexico. Mike, we've got 60 seconds left. Is there any parting words you'd like to leave with our audience?
Well, I'd just like to tell your viewers, you know, I'm one of those people. I was never part of the tinfoil hat group or black helicopter group. I believed in my government. I did everything they asked me to do, really thinking I was doing my bit as a good citizen, as a good American. And that's why I didn't see coming what happened. It took me quite a bit of hindsight to figure out why they asked me to do certain things. As an informant, it wasn't my place to question them. But looking back, now I understand that the whole event that I was involved in was strictly to aid in their efforts to gain more gun control here in the United States.
And again, that would make sense. We know that the FBI sets these things up, sometimes just to prop themselves up as a reason for still existing. Mike Detty's been our guest. The book, Guns Across the Border, How and Why the U.S. Government Smuggled Guns into Mexico. Mike, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
There goes Mike. Folks, I didn't even get to a stack of news. But before we go, again, thoughts and prayers with those in California. Terrible fires. We don't know how and why they started. Some things look a little fishy, but thoughts and prayers to those in California. Nobody really talks about it. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/